As of today, October 21st, 2021, the Pact Audiobook Project is fully available. From 1.1 to The Epilogue, almost 108 hours of devils and details. Blake and Company's journey is done. I'm kind of amazed I get to say this. I started this project over 3 years ago, and since then have had a child, with another on the way, started grad school, and begun professional audio narration as a side job, and released a couple books of my own. That's a long time to be working on one project. It would have been longer if not for my proofer, Ethan. In January of 2021, I was just starting to voice Arc 9, barely halfway through the story. If it weren't for Ethan, I'd still be in the preteen arcs, no doubt. You have him to thank as much as me. My changed methods, punch and roll, baby, is great. Plus his proofing allowed me to create a chapter a day for a while. I'll also thank my interlude readers. Lunalee, my wife, J. Fleetfeathers, H.P. Flyless Pretentious, Kazi, Borange Hat, Ostrich Little Dungeon, Kippos 21, and especially Torchide, who narrated the interlude arc. Another big thanks to the Media MD, Deep Impact, Pale Reflections, Guys, Elliot and Ruben, who hosted my podcast. I still have no idea how podcasts work, and they were kind enough to take the ball and run with it. Elliot especially, since he edited Arc 8 and also voiced half of 8.1. Oh, and there were a couple other editors that helped me on the earlier arcs. Vladinizer, that's my brother, actually, Hanky USA, and Thadian. Big group effort, this. Finally, big thanks to Wildbow. I never asked if I could do this, but I'm glad for the opportunity anyway. As I've stated in another post on Reddit, Worm inspired me to write, and Pact inspired me to record. I've accomplished so much thanks to these two works, and they aren't even my favorite serial he's wrought. I love these stories, especially the Pactverse, and if you enjoyed the Pact audiobook project, that's where your kudos should go, to Wildbow. Thanks for writing Pact and Pale, Wildbow. They are, without a doubt, my favorite works of fiction. And to you, thanks for listening to any of my recordings, if you have, and I apologize for the relatively low quality of the early arcs. This project was a means for me to learn audio narration, and I've learned a lot, enough to make me cringe on re-listen. Thanks for putting up with that, and for all the positive feedback I've gotten. So, what's next? For any listeners, I'd suggest listening to the audiobooks for Worm, Ward, Twig, or Pale, if you haven't already. I also recommend supporting Wild both through donations or Patreon, though you've heard that enough times. As for me, I've voiced 7 novels in addition to Pact, and I'm not planning on slowing down much. My most recent accomplishment was voicing Michael R. Fletcher's She Dreams in Blood, Book 2 of his Obsidian Path trilogy. Book 1, Black Stone Heart, came in 2nd in SPFBO the year it was released, and won the BookNest Best Self-Published Novel Award of 2020. So this series has some chops, and I am beyond stoked I got to voice the main character in Book 2. Also, I got to go from reluctant Diabolist to somewhat less reluctant Demonologist, urban fantasy horror to full-on fantasy horror, and let's just say the book was a good fit for my experiences. If you want to hear more from me, that might be the place to start once it comes out. I've said too much already. Signing off for the last time on Pact, but I'll be around and happy to participate in voice stuff for whatever needs to be voiced. Cheers!